So what are you thankful for? I went around Ursuline asking this question a few weeks ago in preparation for a school mass. I don't think I included you in my trip, Claire. And their responses were probably a lot like ours, big and general and a bit vague. Life and family and a good job or school should always rank high for us, but maybe rephrasing the question might help us include all that and a bit more. Try this one. What has changed since the last trip around the turkey table for you? Where in that has gratitude sparked? Okay. From that prompt, I'd say, I'm thankful, for one, for being back in church, even being able to run our new chilling Walmsley Avenue friend a whole week before fall set in. The church does not have a rite of dedication for chillers, but it does for churches, finding some of that direction in our first reading, which Sister Teresa read for us today. In our Thanksgiving readings after our summer months of heat, we hear 1 Kings on the dedication of the temple. That's what was going on in that reading. King Solomon completing the long ago hope of his father David. Blessed be the Lord who has given rest to his people Israel, just as he promised. And they didn't even have a Moro Center as a backup for them in the meantime. What has changed this last year? How has God been faithful? You don't have to take my church answer for your own, but whatever it is, may this be a moment of dedication of it back to God. Again, we don't bless a new chiller. We don't even bless a church closed for a short period of time, but we do bless our hearts, taking time to be dedicated in thanksgiving here so we can be dedicated in thanksgiving in our lives. What are you thankful for? What has changed in this last year? May God show us our places of rest in this church and beyond so that we might know his blessing anew, the rededication of our hearts this Thanksgiving morning.